Hi Tim, thank you for this interview for Tunisian Radio.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Glad to talk to you.
So Tim, 21 year now from Undergoth, long road.
Yeah, I mean, the band was started in 1998 or 1999, so yeah, I'm coming on 20, and yeah, this is my 18th year in the band, so it's been pretty wild.
Yeah, and the question is that when you began, you know, there was religion, you know, Christian metal and things yep. like that. And after it's not a split, but you disbanded for 2 years, and after you came back. So why this break? Because once you were very on top, because you had, 2 Grammy nomination in 2007, 2010, and you were number 8 in Billboard 200. What happened?
Yeah, when we disbanded? Yeah, I mean, I think we got to a spot, Aaron, our drummer, and other singer quit in 2009, and then we made another record in 2010 with our friend Daniel. And then at 2013, when we stopped, so much had happened in our lives where four of us at that point had children, and we just were in a spot where the amount of time we had to spend on the road versus the amount of time we were home just to, you know, make a living and stay together and try to like keep the thing going didn't seem like it was worth it at the time. We were all burnt out. We were touring 8, 9, 10 months a year, and it just didn't make sense. So we just had to, you know, slow it down. And then certain dudes didn't want to slow down because they felt like with the band being their life, it's like, I can't do the thing I want to do forever part-time, so I either do it or I don't. And so that kind of made the decision easy for some of us that had kids. It's like, well, if it's all or nothing, then it has to be nothing for now, you know?
Does someone, when he is in a band for so much time, feels like a slave in this band?
I don't think it's like that, but I agree. Like, the longer you're in something, the newness and the specialness can wane, just like any relationship or marriage, if you don't keep it alive, you know? I think, you know, we just kind of got to a spot where we all became different people. We had different views. And that all happened while we were in the band. So there was a lot of internal stuff that we had to go through. But overall, it just came down to, like, time wasn't on our side at the time that our families needed us home the most. So we ended up just breaking up, and we took 3 years. And, you know, it wasn't until someone texted us about potentially doing one reunion show that turned into a tour that we even thought we were play together. I mean, we sold all of our gear. We had no equipment. We had to rebuy everything. So we were definitely done. Me, James, and Chris had full-time jobs. Just a lot to go through, you know? And at that point, we kind of just ended with, you know, being in a really good spot and feeling like we really did want to do it again. So that's when it all started over.
Being a normal person is annoying.
No, I actually enjoy being a normal person. I think, you know, everyone has different takes on 9-to-5 jobs, and, you know, luckily for me, Chris and James, we creatively did what we did for work at that point without having to be in an office with a crazy job or selling insurance or something like that. Not to say there's anything wrong with that, but it wasn't like, get us out of here, being at home sucks. It was more just, we've always loved playing music, and we fell out of love with it, and then we realized we loved it again. Like, there was no other option but to start over, you know?
Yeah. So when you came back, you changed one thing, because in the beginning you were religious band, and now no more. Why? After 20 years, you lost some faith?
I think everyone's kind of gone through. We all came out of, you know, we were all Southern, and, you know, Christianity is predominant in the Southern culture, and so we all came out of church and came out of the Christian hardcore scene too. So the band was even birthed under this kind of emergence of faith-based music that was good and not demeaning and not Jesus-focused, yet was positive and kind of spread that light, so we thought. And then, you know, fast forward 10, 15 years, dudes have different experiences, start believing and reading different things. And we just felt like if we're not all Christians and we're not all believing that this is a Christian band, we shouldn't say we are, because that's misleading and that's destructive in a lot more levels. So we just kind of got real with each other and got real with ourselves. And, you know, me and Chris and James still go to the same church back home. So, you know, a lot of our families are still involved in that stuff and some of us aren't. So it's not so much a big abandonment of faith for the band. It's more just, if we're all not believing in something, we're not going to say that Under Oath stands up here for this reason if only half the band does, you know?
And maybe it's annoying to be something like, you know, having the label, religious label, you need to follow one road and to be clean and to have, you know, you were like, it's no sex and drug and rock and roll thing.
Yeah, totally. And, you know, for the most part, a lot of us have still maintained that. I mean, me and Chris and James have been married for 10 years and we've never done anything with any girls on tour ever. So, you know, none of us do drugs, you know, and so it's definitely, it's not so much that we wanted to get the label off so we could do stupid shit. It was more, we just didn't all agree eye to eye on what the positivity that we were trying to portray was called. And that's why we said, you know, we're not a Christian band, but it wasn't like, oh, thank God we're not Christian anymore. Let's go get a bunch of hookers and blow, you know? It was definitely, our lives really haven't changed. I think it's just the dynamic and how everyone processes information that changed. So, you know, if everyone's not processing it the same, then we can't say that everyone in the band believes the same, you know?
Having named the last album Erase Me, maybe it means erase me like a model, I'm who I am?
Yeah, I think, you know, there's a lot of double meanings there. But yeah, I mean, one easy conjecture there is, you know, erase everything we've done and just start over, and this is the new us, and this is where we come from, and this is where we are now, and we still have a lot of the same leanings, and we still talk about hope in darkness and things like that, but sometimes it comes from different places now.
It's something curious because, you know, not the fact of getting out, but getting out now in a time in America where religion is very, everyone is focused on religion, Trump and, you know, activism, Christians, and all around the world, you see ISIS with Muslim and things like that. Religion is now a problem. And you get out.
Yeah, I mean, we were never really part of the religious movement in that type of trying to canonize and convert by force type thing. But yeah, I mean, it's a really destructive thing, man. And you know, I don't think any of us in the band are religious. I think the few of us that still go to church feel like we have a spiritual life that we uphold, but it's definitely not a religion. It's not, you know, you're going to hell and I'm not. It's not, you know, I'm gonna ask you a bunch of awkward questions and try to make you feel bad about yourself, you know? It was never really about that. So I feel like there was a whole section of, you know, things where it just didn't really work, you know? And I'm glad we're out of potentially being thought of like that, but we were never like that to begin with. And yeah, I think that shit makes me so mad. And it's, you know, wars get started under the guise of, you know, God, country, and guns in our country, and people's heads get chopped off under the guise of Allah. And I know a lot of Muslims that are very modest and very transparent and very positive, you know? And that's not their God, you know? It's just not. And I think ISIS is a very small majority of psychotic Muslims, but Muslims as a whole are really positive.
It's supposed to be the same God for Christian and Muslim and Jewish, so.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think that, you know, we all search for God in different ways, and we all, you know, if you think about what God is, you know, love, peace, the inspiration for existence before and after us and all time and consuming, you know, and if that's named Jesus or Allah, or it's, we say Jesus and you say Allah, it doesn't matter. You know, when you start killing people or fighting people or losing friends or not dating people because they have a different belief, that's when it becomes a little bit of a problem, you know? Yeah.
So, after 20 years, there was a problem for you to set and say, okay, what is now the new road? Where are we going? What is our music? What are we going to speak? Because maybe after 20 years, you know everything about you, and maybe there's inspiration that's lost.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I think overall, long term, you know, we've always had a vision because we were always writing records right into other records. And then we took that break, you know, this was our first record in 8 years, and it was our first record in almost 10 years with Aaron. So, you know, after taking a decade off from writing together, there was a lot of rediscovery, self-evaluation, and self-awareness that really needed to kind of come into play. I think we did a really good job of that, and that's why we changed up labels, we changed up producers. We really had to change the environment without changing the people inside, because the people inside knew what they wanted, being us, the band, but we all wanted different things, and we needed, you know, fresh eyes, fresh ears, and trusted people that didn't have a history with us to really just be able to come in with an, you know, objective eye and say, I think this is a great idea, even though it's not normal for you guys, or I think this is too far, and you guys have to stay true to this, that, and the other, and And that's really what we needed with Matt Squire, and that's what we got with Matt Squire and Fearless, you know?
When you hear your music, you say, oh, that's man, this is very angry, but for the style of music and the way of singing and everything, have you got the same anger? Are you still angry? Not hungry, yeah? Angry, so...
Anger.
Yeah. From the first time.
I mean, I think, you know, we have a different kind of angry, you know. I think, you know, our music's very emotional to all of us, so, you know, there's a lot of stuff that, you know, we really push ourselves hard internally to write, and we push ourselves hard live when we play it. And then some nights you don't have to push at all because it just takes you over, you know? And I think that's the beautiful thing about music is, you know, there's a built-in aggression there that just... Whether you're angry or you're feeling lazy or tired or not, you know, after the first 30 seconds of that first song, it changes your whole biological chemistry and you're just back in, you know? And I really like that. So, I mean, I don't think we don't have actual anger issues and, you know, I'm mad and I'm headbanging because this song means this and I hate this. It's more just a passion for communicating something really, really important, you know?
Thank you very much. Hope to see you in Tunisia. You know where is Tunisia?
Dude, thank you. Where is Tunisia?
Yeah.
It's in Europe.
No.
It's in Africa.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Dang. Sorry, I'm bad at grammar.
North Africa.
That's awesome, man. Well, thanks for coming out. Thanks for talking to me.
Do you know Carthage? Hannibal?
No.
Carthage, the one who fought Rome in a lot, very, very long time ago.
No, I don't.
Okay, so...
I'm a stupid American, I suppose.
Thank you very much.
Zanzana, l'émission métal.